Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Morning. There's no food. You're going to try it again.
Stop talking to me. Fuck.
If you would let me tell you...
We're here because of you. Because of your...
I'm sorry.
Don't. I told you we're done.
You keep saying that.
I keep saying that because I want nothing to do with you.
We're trapped here together, Arthur. It's been nearly a week. And if we don't...
I am not going to stop. Just because you feel it's fruitless.
I'm not telling you to stop. I'm telling you we need to work together on a solution. You can't keep ignoring me.
The hell I can.
Arthur, listen to me. I am sorry about what I said. I was angry and frustrated.
Don't pretend to be human all of a sudden.
I'm not pretending. You backed me up against a wall with Emily. It made me feel... I don't know. Attacked. I lashed out.
Did you?
Obviously. I lashed out and attacked because I felt threatened. It's just how I am.
Just how you are?
Yes. We can find a way out of here, but we need to start communicating. We don't need to be friends, but we need to work together, or we're going to die in these pits.
On one condition.
What?
You agree to never mention her name again.
Agreed. Get up. It's light. Oh. Sit up. Don't tell me you're still drunk.
No, I don't think so.
What the fuck was that?
What?
Last night.
I drank something. Made me feel ill. Maybe I still am a little.
No, don't lay back down. We need to get up. Find Anna.
Anna? What?
Anna Stanzik, remember?
John, it's too...
John.
Right. What exactly happened last night?
You had a drink, threw up on a patron in the hallway outside, stumbled into your room and passed out on the bed.
Right. Just give me a moment.
No, you've had all night. It's time to move.
Just relax. Jesus. Basin.
Across from the bed. You reek.
Yes, I do. I also want to shave. I have a kit somewhere. Where's our bag?
Sitting lopsided by the basin on the floor.
Right.
Careful!
I am. What?
You're knocking against the glass of a canna.
Right. It doesn't work unless I say a particular phrase in incantations, so you're safe. Huh. Here. Now, did we pass a bathroom in the hallway last night?
Possibly.
Come on.
What?
I deserve a proper clean. Anyone?
No.
We're the last on the left, so it's one of these other doors.
Shut the door behind you.
Right.
Here. I think this may be it. Well.
How awful.
There's a small wood stove with a large basin above it to heat the water. The tub is mostly filled with dirty water. Ice is formed on the surface.
At least we're the first to use it today.
There's a small blue glass window like the one in your room looking to the outside.
Right, well...
What are you searching for?
Our lighter.
You have a lighter?
Of course, don't you? You saw it.
No.
You must have. You said...
I didn't see your lighter, Arthur.
Fine, it must be in the back. Any way to light the stove? We need to heat the water. It's freezing in here.
There's a matchbook on the shelf next to the stove. Arthur, I've been thinking.
Yeah?
About what you said in the forest. About my hostility toward you. I think maybe, like you, I haven't tried enough to focus on your side of things, give you a fair chance.
Really?
Yes. You tried to save a friend, and it backfired. I think we should start again. Trust each other.
Okay.
Besides, I may know things that could help us. For instance, you said that someone brought me back to you. Who?
A man.
What was his name?
He called himself Carmichael.
You're sure?
Yes. Do you recognize the name?
What did he do, exactly?
He did what I asked him to.
You said he also wanted you to suffer.
Look, you don't know more than my friend did, right? You said it, in the woods, that you barely remember your name. Trust me when I say that he didn't know who Carmichael was.
Fine. What about the glass of the canna?
What about it?
Where did you get it?
Why do you want to know that?
You want to be partners, right? Friends. We need to trust each other.
You seem awfully trusting this morning, Yellow.
Yes, about that. Feel free to call me John.
No.
No? You and he have had quite the past. I imagine it must be difficult to trust again.
Is the water done?
What?
Is it warm? We don't want it boiling.
I don't know. Touch the side.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Anyway, trust is...
Not now, Yellow. Let me get undressed and bathe properly. Oh, my God.
Better?
You have no idea.
You've been through the ringer. I can't imagine what weighs on your mind. Share with me some...
When I sleep, what happens to you?
What do you mean?
I never really asked John. We slept so many nights in the prison pits. I was too angry to care for most of them. I know he was awake when I was... When I was in hospital.
You were in hospital?
What happens?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Do you dream? Are you awake? Do you just stare at the backs of my eyelids? It was just last night, Yellow. Surely you remember.
Yes, I'm awake, of course.
Do you dream?
No, I don't really comprehend what that means.
I thought not. John was like that, too.
What do you mean?
He didn't understand what dreams were. Not really. He enjoyed me telling him mine.
Did he?
But I never asked what he did while I slept. So, you don't dream or sleep. What did you do last night?
Nothing. I waited and thought. Contemplated.
Huh. And after all that contemplation, you thought I'd be this easy to play?
What?
Call me John. Try to trust me. Digging at information about Carmichael. Come on.
What do you want from me?
I guess I want to genuinely move on from this tumultuous relationship we've started. I know you won't be on side. But we need to at least feign the idea of not cutting each other's throats every second.
You say this while threatening my return to the Dark World. You hold in your bag an item which would allow you to put me back to literal hell. And you expect me to trust you. To start anew.
I don't know.
Of course you don't. Because you hold all the cards. You have no impetus to protect yourself the way I am. You have no desire to seek more because you have all the information. I have nothing. You laugh at me.
I laugh because I've mirrored those exact sentiments. I know how you feel.
Do you, though?
Yes, I do.
Then prove it.
Okay, fine. The glass of the canna doesn't hold any power. At least not in the way I told you it does.
What?
It doesn't have the power to send you back to the Dark World. I have no way to further punish you beyond being trapped within my eyes. I have no... otherworldly knowledge, nor skills that will allow me to exile you in any way. There. Now you have no impetus to protect yourself, do you?
What?
That's what you said. You said this tumultuous relationship was because I hold all the cards. Well, I don't. So prove me wrong.
Wrong?
Prove to me that I didn't need that leverage over you. That, as you said, this anger and resentment is because I was pointing a gun at you. Well... The gun's not loaded.
You still pointed a fucking gun at me.
And you tortured and imprisoned me.
That wasn't me.
You know it was. Nothing has changed between you and I yet.
Yet.
Look, you claimed to have nothing. And now you know neither do I.
What the fuck, Arthur?
You would have done the same thing.
What the fuck, Arthur? You can't send me back?
No. I can't. And
you
if I...
fucking liar.
Look, I'm sorry, okay? Do I regret lying? Yes. Would I have done the same thing? I don't know, honestly. Yes, probably. I don't know you and I. You.
What do you want from me?
I told you. I told you that I wanted.
No, what do you want from me? What did you want from him?
What? What do you mean? I didn't want anything. I wanted...
A friend?
I guess, yes. In a way.
Forever?
No. No. Why does this...
Because I'm trying to understand. You want that, right? You wanted me back here. You wanted my friendship. So tell me what I have to do.
To what end?
To any fucking end. Did you even want your body back?
Of course.
But you were free, weren't you?
Yes.
If you were free, why did you want him back?
I told you. He wanted it.
I don't know if I believe that. You have done nothing but lie to me since I've arrived.
Oh, come on. Don't try to high road me. You're the one who came out swinging. This bag is mine. This is our cabin. Don't you remember your name? Fuck.
We're just going to keep bashing up against each other. Like crashing waves on a breakwater.
Alright.
Alright what?
You're right. I should be smarter than this.
What is this? What are you referring to?
What need do I have to be fighting with you if you have no power over me?
Okay.
That's what you said. Shouldn't I be keen to prove you wrong?
Great. So progress in spite of ourselves.
It's still progress.
Regardless, that's it. Now you know the truth.
So Anna Stanzik...
She's still the best chance we have at separating ourselves. Still a mutual goal.
Why'd you tell me?
Many reasons. I knew it would come out eventually. I figured it might as well be now. I didn't want to rule over you with a threat that meant we'd keep butting heads.
What was the main reason?
I don't want to hurt you. I never have. I can be a real pain when you cross me the wrong way. Don't get me wrong. And don't say anything about that. But I don't lavish causing strife. I don't enjoy making others suffer. I don't like hurting people.
People.
You don't have to be a human to be a person, Yellow. Hell, in ancient Greece, persona was used to denote a mask worn by an actor assuming a role. If that doesn't scream the king, I don't know what would. At least in a philosophical way.
What do you mean?
Philosophy?
Yes.
It's just a study people partake in to understand some fundamental truths. Some speak to right and wrong, reasoning, weakness, strength. You've never heard of it.
Like what you said last night.
What last night?
You said something. Paul.
Ah, no, that's more art, I suppose. Though I guess the argument could be made either way. It's about life, death. The author had a difficult life.
How so?
He was poor. His father died when he was very young, and he lost his leg, I believe. He spent years in the hospital. The poem is about free will, though. That versus the philosophical ideals of determination can cause...
What's that?
God, look, I promise you we can talk about all of this soon. When I'm not so hungover. For now, I just want to shave and head back to the room.
Right.
Didn't you say there was a window in here?
Yes, to your left.
Well?
The snow-covered front of the Red Right Hand is below us. The woods are frighteningly close, and there are no automobiles up front. I don't even see a road out here. The snow is falling in thick flakes.
Hiding whatever we found last night in the snow, I'm sure.
I doubt they were going to head out.
They said nothing. I can't believe that.
Basin is to your right.
Right, thanks.
The shaving kit is where you left it, on the basin.
I'm shocked, honestly. I never would have imagined such a deadpan reaction to such a horrid revelation.
You don't need me to guide you.
No, it's not my first time.
Huh. Perhaps it wasn't a revelation.
What do you mean?
You mean they knew?
You heard the people down there. Did they sound like they were above killing?
Oh, that's a leap. It takes a lot to take a life.
Does it? You have experience.
I just mean that I don't know if that's the case here.
Those prints were no normal creature, Arthur.
Perhaps that's the familiar news.
Something stalks these woods.
Maybe. I hope we can find out more about this town. Oh, the name...
Addison.
Addison, right.
I don't know it. I have no idea where we are.
Anyway, that should do it for the beard. A clean shave was so needed.
You look different.
How strange.
I mean your demeanor, even.
Right, well, let's head back to the room, get changed, and see if we can't get out of this place.
Your clothes.
Yeah. Okay. Anyone?
No.
Right.
Arthur.
What?
The door.
Oh, does it matter?
No. The door to our room. It's slightly open.
We shut it.
Yes. Move in quickly. Get ready.
No, wait.
What? If someone is going through our things, we need to stop them.
Let's just head down to the bar. Sue comes down after. The owner wouldn't stand for something like this. We could
for
tell
all
them.
You know, it is the owner, Arthur. Head in and be authoritative.
I know how to be authoritative. I also know when to be smart. Trust me. The smart call here is to wait. Hang back and wait.
Fine.
We'll head downstairs. Watch for whoever follows and keep a distance.
All right. The stairs are behind you.
Okay.
Bright light pours through the blue glass windows filling the meager bar, which seems much less intimidating in the cold light of day. A man, the bartender from last night, stands behind the bar moving boxes. He doesn't seem to pay us much mind other than an idle glance.
So who the hell is upstairs then?
The wall that the stairs occupy is the same one with the piano. Your immediate left.
Right.
There's a man sitting at a table opposite the piano wall. He seems to be looking at a paperback novel. He's nodding to you.
Morning. Last night you mentioned newspaper clippings, didn't you?
Yes, they're on the wall here, surrounding the piano.
It seems odd, no? A bar like this to have articles of any kind.
I don't know what's odd.
I just mean they don't seem like the learned type. But maybe that's a gross misconception on my part. Anyway, what do the articles say?
One reads, "Claim of coal mine by Larson births mining town. Droves of miners have sought work in and around the base of Mount Hoosac as locals..."
Hoosac?
Yes. You know it?
Yes, it's west. Far west of Arkham. A couple hundred miles. But that means we're close to home. Go on.
As local supply lines sprout up in the promise of new businesses, it goes on to talk about Addison and how it's flourishing.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, that was dated 1873.
Oh, well, that's 60-odd years ago.
Here's a more recent one. 1916. The caves run dry in Addison. Larson Mining Company, a once profitable investment to many a local, has closed its mine in Addison this year. Speculation around the event is high, as Larson is famously reclusive in his estate high atop Mount Hoosac. Other articles here speak of a nearby college creating an observatory on the mountain.
Really?
Yes. Oh, there's a map here as well.
A map? Of the town?
Yes. It looks hand-drawn, in a way. It's nailed to the wall and looks as though it's been wet and dried many times over. The brown paper edges curl up from the wood behind. The black charcoal etchings seem almost... I don't know. Childlike.
What?
Something else is etched here, in the wall. A symbol, perhaps?
A symbol?
No, a word.
What?
Words. Oh. It says something. It says, "Day comes when the..."
What's that sound?
What? I don't know. "Day comes when the wind is done."
Listen. What is that? It's coming from the wall.
There's a hole here.
A hole?
The It's the local saying.
What?
The man that was reading at the table opposite. He's talking to you.
Day comes when the wind is done holding the dark. It's been there for as long as anyone remembers, apparently.
The owners?
No. Someone local carved it into the wall of the place, though they never thought to cover it.
Well, you know,
superstitions are heavy in parts of the world such as these.
And what parts are those?
You know.
The man is older. His hair is gray and greasy. It hangs to the back of his neck. He sports a thick mustache and the makings of a beard. He has a set of half-wire-rimmed glasses sitting low on his nose. Smoke curls from a cigarette that sits in his hand next to the open book before him. He's gesturing to the chair opposite him.
Sure.
You're not from around here either.
You're passing through.
You could say yes. As many of us do.
What brought you here?
Oh. It would be difficult to choose only one thing. But if I were put on the spot, I'd have to say, love.
Love?
Yes. A burning love for truth. Knowing. Understanding.
Truth?
Understanding? How so?
There's a place on this earth where light doesn't touch. It's a place of unfathomable depth. Where the crashing waves and churning nightmarish storms are but memories. Darkness so black, so all-consuming, that light can be only dreamt of, only hoped for. This place exists, friend.
Addison.
Some call it Addison, sure. But there are many names it goes by.
What name do you call it?
The Unknowing.
And that brought you here?
Seeking it brought me here, yes.
It seems like an idea, though. Not love, not a truth.
It is all of those things. This is a dark place, my friend. Those who come here by choice stay only to glimpse into the abyss. Those who come here by chance find quick reason to leave.
What of those who live here?
You know what is said about those who gaze into the abyss.
Right.
What does he mean by that?
I take it you are one finding quick reason to leave.
Yes. I suppose so.
You'll be sorry to hear that the only road in and out is not passable until the thaw.
What?
That can't be. Perhaps with an automobile, but not on foot. One would not be wise to head out on foot.
Surely that can't be the only option.
Who else has an automobile?
Yes, does anyone else have a vehicle?
The book he's reading, he's softly closed it in front of him. He seems to be thinking as he takes a drag from his cigarette.
I do recall, a while back, a man who was here to try to purchase land from Larson. He had a vehicle, but he didn't know well enough. Larson's very private people, shy and the like.
How long ago was that?
A few years, I think.
Wait, how long have you been here, in Addison?
10 years this May. I believe.
I thought you said you were passing through.
I am. Addison tends to hold on to you until it is done. Thus the saying. Day comes when the wind is done holding the dark. You'll leave Addison when it lets you leave.
Is that so?
This town, my young friend, was birthed on the graves of the countless dead. Their bodies are one with the mountain, like mortar within the walls of those mines, binding the columns between the tunnels.
Whose bodies?
They watch over us all. He watches those who are not strong enough to leave.
I'm confused. Are you speaking of Addison? Or Mr. Larson?
Yes.
Wait, that's...
Oh, there was also a man here. About a month back, to survey the mine. He made a camp near the entrance. Folks say he had access to a vehicle.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr.
Irvine.
Thank you, Mr. Irvine. I hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you.
Arthur, someone is heading down the stairs.
I saw you last night. I'm glad you chose to stay.
Arthur, there's a huge man. He wasn't here last night. He walks as if his feet are made of lead. His shoulders are broad, his arms like tree trunks. He's a massive creature, but his face, his features are animalistic. His eyes are orange and slitted as they search around the room. Large bumps on either side of his head make him look almost, I don't know, ram-like. He's looking at us. He's leaving.
It seems you've already drawn the ire of the Larson family, my boy.
What does that mean?
Just wait for day.
It is day. Fuck. Ram-like.
I don't know how to explain it, Arthur. Other than his skin had patchy fur on it, his eyes were like that of a goat. I don't know what to tell you.
Why was he in our room?
I don't know.
We need to get the fuck out of here.
How? The roads are all frozen over.
He mentioned someone. Someone who came to see Larson.
We're not going to Larson.
What about the surveyor? Irvine said a surveyor camped out by the mines. He said he had access to a vehicle.
Either way, we need to get our stuff and move. We can't stay here any longer.
I know. I know.
So start moving.
I am. I will. I suppose heading to the surveyor's camp is the easiest option, right?
Sure. Just move. Who knows what may come looking for us next?
Is the door still...
It's closed now. Well, what are you waiting for?
I don't know. I feel uneased. What did he do in there? What was he waiting for?
You.
Why?
If you wanted to find out, you would have went in. You chose to play detective.
I am a detective. But you're right. Everything looked the same?
What the hell does that mean? Yes. Why are you being so weird?
Doesn't it irk you? Someone was in here. Where we were, waiting for us. I don't know.
No, it doesn't irk me. Perhaps because I have no agency in this body, the idea of someone occupying a space I rented seems relatively inconsequential.
Huh. Fair. All right. Anything missing from the bag?
What is supposed to be inside the bag?
The glass, the stone, the mask, the books, the tooth, the coin, the wallet, and some hooks, the shaving kit. And my lighter should be in here somewhere.
What lighter?
The lighter you... I used it. Oh.
What?
Oh. Oh, no. It's here in my jacket. Wait, didn't I just...
Arthur, is everything there?
Yes, yes, I just...
What's this? The silver thing?
What silver thing? I don't know.
It looks like it's stained with blood. It's a small box.
Oh. Oh.
Was it here before?
Yes, yes.
Well, what is it?
It... nothing. It...
Fine. Then let's leave. We've paid, slept, you've shaved, taken a much-needed bath. Is there anything else for us here?
No.
Good. Let's say goodbye to the Red Right Hand. The bar is empty. The bartender that was moving boxes is gone. I'm not sure to where.
Right, well, once more onto the breach, dear friends. Once more.
The map seemed to infer that the mountain was northwest of here, past the main road.
You know the general direction of the mountain?
I can see it now, in the light of the day. Addison is at the base of this large mountain. There's a stretch of wood between us and the mountain, presumably the one we moved through when we came here, but its impressive peaks jut out over the landscape. It's...
breathtaking?
I suppose.
You've seen mountains before?
Of course. But something about seeing them from...
my eyes?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyway, it's to the northwest of us, which means the mine entrance and the surveyor would be in that direction, too. Step down off the porch.
What does the village look like?
I don't know if you can even call it that. The Red Right Hand Inn sits south of a cluster of small buildings just to the north of us. Across the street, there's a small home that looks very dark and heavy with rotted wood.
How many buildings are there?
I don't know. A dozen, maybe two. There's a long road running the stretch of the town, but it's heavy with snowfall and trampled flat with footfall. The way is quiet.
Well, does it look drivable?
I wouldn't know.
Right, okay. Well, I suppose we can start heading northwest then. Though I'm not keen to head through the wood again.
It's day. The sky is bright, the trees are thin. Inviting a great deal of light through them will be fine. Plus, you still have the rifle.
Right, right.
Stop.
What?
We're at the edge of the woods. This is where we came through last night. Your snowshoes are around here somewhere.
My what? Oh, Jesus. I completely forgot.
I noticed.
After the wolves chased us through the trees, they must have...
They came untied. At the time, they weren't as important since we were running for our lives. But they may be useful for going toward the mountain.
Right, right. Maybe we can retrace our steps, or...
There's a great deal of movement here in the snow.
From this morning or last night?
No, it snowed last night. So it must be recent.
We never really talked about the prints we found in the snow, what they meant, what they were leading to, or from.
There's not much to talk about, Arthur.
Well, I have a book. It could be useful.
What kind of book?
It has details in it about some of the more monstrous creatures from your world. It helped me defeat a creature, me and John. You said last night that it left star-shaped prints in the snow. That may be useful information to look up.
All right. I suppose that is wise. In the meantime, head to the right. I think I see where we fell. Here.
Oh, that's lucky. There, that'll make it easier. All right, let's move.
A little more left. There.
Seems odd that a mine would run dry so fast.
What do you mean?
This mine was a boon for the town. So much so that it birthed it. Not even 40 years later it's closed? I don't know much about mines or how long they're worthwhile, but... Bah.
What?
Nothing. I don't know. I guess I'm just spinning my wheels. If the mines had truly run dry like that article said, then why would a surveyor be here? Why does the town still stay? Something's keeping these people here.
Irvine said this town was born from countless dead, that their bodies filled the caves.
Yes, I don't know what he meant by that. I doubt he was literal.
Why?
Well, it's a bit naive to think that a mass grave exists in the mines. I mean, don't get me wrong, people die all the time in mining operations, but rarely in the numbers one would call countless. Even less so, they're soon into the walls like mortar, the way he described. I think he was just being artful.
Artful or not, he spoke with a certainty. Death abounds here, Arthur.
Well, now who's being artful? Well, anyway, perhaps the surveyor will have a ride and we'll be out of here before nightfall, and none of it will really matter that much.
Now who's being naive?
So, where are you leading us?
The base of the mountain. We're looking for the mine's entrance, no?
Yes, but it would have a road to it.
What?
Yes, didn't... Well, obviously. If whatever they pulled out of the mountain was sold, they'd need to transport it. Why would you...
I don't know, Arthur. I see the mountain on the horizon. I'm leading us there. What do you want from me?
Some communication, Yellow. God damn it.
Look, we're almost there. I see the edge of the wood. Beyond that, it's flat land before the base of the mountain. There. We're through the clearing. Whoa. The mountain is high above us, sprawling. Winding snow-covered rocks line a twisted arch path towards the sky. This mountain seems...
What?
I don't know. Like it's cut from another world.
Your world?
Maybe.
It's still here.
What do you mean?
Listen.
It is quiet.
Very quiet. Odd.
Well?
Do you see anything?
No. On the map, there was a mining camp to the south of Mount Husak. Maybe they set up there.
Possible. If he wanted to be close to the entrance, the camp would surely be near to it as well. Why wouldn't he stay in town?
Oh, wait.
What?
There's something up ahead. It looks like a large tent.
A large tent?
It's against a wall of trees that seem to have grown against the side of the mountain. The tent is white. I almost didn't notice it, but...
Sounds like it could be the surveyor's site, for sure.
Yes, almost like a makeshift building. It's open at the front.
No sign of the mining camp?
No, I think we came out to the north of the wood, near the pass. I forget its name, but it was on the map. Dawn, I think.
Dawn Pass?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's be cautious.
Irvine said he came here about a month back.
Yes, and?
What's the likelihood he's still here?
His stuff is here, his tent.
A little more. We're just on the edge of the tent. Here.
Well?
It's empty. This was most definitely a campsite of someone who was more learned than the people of Addison.
How so?
There's a small cot in the corner. Next to it, a small pipe stove. There's a blanket on the ground beneath both, with a set of muddy boots on their side.
Boots?
Across from the cot is a table. A makeshift workstation with papers on the top, writing implements. Various objects I'm not familiar with. Next to that, another table sits, with large maps piled high, and books beside.
Well.
Underneath the tables are crates of food, and a large glass bottle of water.
Interesting.
This man was most definitely surveying the mine.
Yes, but what happened to him? He left his boots here.
A pair of boots, who knows? Maybe he had multiple.
Maybe, but then where is he?
He could be in the mine.
Right.
There must be an entrance around here.
Or the answer may be here in the tent. Let's look around.
Why? We're only here for the surveyor. Let's head to the mine.
Right, but we may not have a chance to explore if he returns. I'm keen to find out why he's here, and more about the mine. Let's look around. Come on. Look, information is how we frame what happens to us. It's all fine to know where the entrance to the mine is, but if we learn that the mine is filled with deadly gas, that could drastically alter the way we proceed. That must make sense for you, no?
Fine. Look around. To me, it seems like a waste of time.
I promise you, it won't be. Where's the table?
The right corner of the tent.
Brilliant.
It's covered with papers. Handwritten, most of them. A few flasks of liquid with sediment at the bottom. Various implements. I don't recognize any of this, Arthur. I don't know how useful this is going to be.
Look, it's okay. What do the papers say?
Oh. They talk about a mine. Various entrances, some marked, others sealed.
Sealed?
Well, no longer, I suppose. Looks like the surveyor opened them back up. Says he had dynamite in the mines, crates of it.
Must still be in there. You don't see any...
No.
So he opened back up the mine. Well, why did they close it? Does it say?
Seems like there was plenty of coal in the mines, to the point where, and I quote, full carts of coal were left abandoned on the rails upon inspection.
So Larson closed a profitable active mine. For what purpose?
I have no idea. I also don't see how any of this helps us. If we lose our chance to leave because of your...
Quiet. All right, the other desk? The one with the maps.
It's a large hand-drawn layout of the mines. Various exit points all around.
Anything noteworthy?
Besides the exits, including one above?
Above?
I don't know. It seems drawn on top of the original.
Right, right.
But no, nothing else seems noteworthy.
All right, let's come back to these. Where's the cot?
To the left, in the corner, opposite this one.
All right, when was this last used? Obviously, there must be some sheets on it for warmth. Anything in the bedding or a bag?
The cot is draped in thick, heavy blankets.
Are they thrown aside? Is it made?
What do you mean, made?
Like how you make a bed.
What do you mean, make a bed?
Look, are their sheets neatly laid flat, or are they crumpled in a mess as if someone just woke up and left?
The latter.
Right, so it doesn't mean anything necessarily, but that, added to the boots, could imply the surveyor left this place quickly. Maybe in the middle of the night.
Why the middle of the night?
Well, when he was presumably in bed. He got up, left it like this.
You left your bed back at the inn like this.
Right, look, I said it could imply. The boots, you said they were mud-covered?
Yes.
Well, it's not muddy around here, is it?
No.
Which means?
He used the boots in the mines.
Exactly! See? It's not a guaranteed correct answer, but it's an option for sure. We start collecting the options, and from there we postulate probable solutions that may have arisen.
Right.
Look, for example, if what I'm postulating is correct, you know, he woke up in the middle of the night, startled by something, perhaps. He threw back his sheets, turned, didn't have time to put on his boots, and...
Grabbed his coat?
Right, right. Is there a coat here?
Not that I can see.
Okay. No boots and a coat. So maybe he did leave quickly. Must have been dark, so that...
A lantern.
Right. Where?
There are a few here at the foot of his bed.
A few, eh? Well, makes sense. Easier to rotate between them if they run out of any sort of gas or oil. Especially if he's spending time in the mine.
Wait.
What?
These lanterns, they're the same type as the one we found in the woods last night.
What?
The ones near the blood. And the tracks.
Jesus.
Do you think it was the surveyor that we found in the woods? That wasn't far from here.
I don't know. Possibly.
What does that mean?
I don't know. He woke, startled. He went to the wood. But why? What was he heading towards?
Or what was he trying to escape?
Oh my God.
What the fuck was that? There's something outside the tent. Arthur, it's moving toward the opening. Get the rifle ready.
Well?
Well, what? There's nothing there.
What?
Fuck! Arthur!
What the fuck?
Arthur!
What just hit me?
I have no idea! There's nothing there! Arthur, move!
Where?
Left!
I feel something. There's something here!
There's nothing there! Run! Crawl forward! We're out of the tent! Run, Arthur! Toward the mountain! Your left! Run!
Is it following?
I have no idea, Arthur. Whatever it is, I can't see it.
How?
I don't know. Why are you stopped?
We don't even know where we're running.
The mine!
Why?
Jesus.
What?
Prints. In the snow. I can see them being formed, but...
Oh my God.
Nothing is there. Move! Arthur, an opening in the mountain!
The mines?
A cave! You're right, now!
Does it go deeper?
I don't know. Probably, but I don't see a way...
Well, what the fuck?
I'm trying, Arthur! I'm fucking trying!
Where's the entrance? I'm gonna shoot as soon as you can see... I don't know, footprints at the entrance.
Fine, fine! Back up. You're too close to the entrance.
Damn it.
Arthur, you backed up over.
I know, I fell. Let me get up and reload.
No, listen.
What?
It's a body, Arthur. A shoeless corpse. I think it's the surveyor.
Wait. Wait. They were dragged back here.
Yes. Arthur! The cave entrance! Arthur, your leg!
Fuck! Fuck!
Move! Quickly!
My leg!
Move! You're out. You're outside again. If you could just make it to the trees!
I'm sorry.
Arthur. You should be. What? Arthur. Arthur. It's love.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.